neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
It says that on the third day that there were thunders and lightning. Remember this part? Yes? Good. So then it says, "Vayotze Moshe et ha'am lirat ha'elokim." So the nation was called to Elohim. And then we see right after it says, "Vayikra Hashem la Moshe el rosh ha'har." So there is a detail in the process that when Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom was called to Hashem, it says that he was called to Elohim. That means, what does Elohim mean? Means Geburah, Jabarut, mightiness. And then it says Hashem called on him. Because when you write Geburah, because Gimel and J, it's pronounced the same way. So Persian, they call it Jabarut, the same thing as Geburah. So now, here, the question that is asked, when Hashem called on Moshe, he went up to Elohim, and then Hashem called on him. Hashem is the attribute of? No, Hashem. This is mercy, rahamim, kindness. So now, what happened here? Why Hashem called on Moshe?
Because the people were sleeping.
No, we're talking about Moshe ben Aaron Shalom at this moment. It says he went through the Elohim and then Hashem spoke to him. So there's a very beautiful message here. And that is, many times we do feel Elohim. We feel it's not fair. It's too much. I cannot take it. It's a very big question mark. Why I'm going through this? What happened? And many times we reject it. We don't like the way we are being treated, because obviously we not tend to accept the surprises. But here he's informing us when Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom was willing to go toward Elohim, he accepted it. He said, "That's how it is. No, I cannot doubt Hashem. Can I question Hashem?"
No.
So here he says he went toward Elohim, and then what happened right after?
Hashem
spoke with him. Hashem said, "I'm proud of you because you trust me. You're not questioning me." So he accepted Elohim, and then he says the merciful attribute of Ribono Shel Olam came toward him. And that's how it is. When we trust Hashem, that we accept his decree, see, you know that I mean, who am I to tell you what to do or not to do? Can I tell Hashem what to do or not to do? Can I give him a schedule? But some do. And I say, "Hey, what are you doing here?" Say, what happened here? As we shall know, you know, our attitude sometimes, it looks like, you know, say you made a mistake maybe. You know, we become unhappy, we become aggravated, our attitude completely changes, you know. Now you see, sometimes you cannot talk to people. Why? Because they're so under stress. What happened? What happened? What do you mean what happened? See what happened? That's what they say. They don't like the Elohim. But here, you see, Mamad Har Sinai, Chag Shavuot, has such a beautiful message. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom went toward the Elohim, and then Hashem spoke with him. See, the powerful message here is, if you like that Hashem will be kind to you, the requirement is to accept
the decree.
Are you too much
Elohim.
Your thoughts? If you like that Hashem shows you his kindness, you have to accept his midat Elohim. And that's what exactly you see. Shalom, Shalom went toward Elohim. And right away, it's very interesting. He says, Vaydaber, Vaykra Hashem le Moshe. What was Hashem? So here the message is, you come toward me, you accept me, you believe in me, you trust me. So then your sahar is that I will show my mercifulness. That with our kindness. And that's what it takes. But it's not easy. It's not easy at all. Because many times we are used to things, we like to have things, then we have something we see it's missing, and then it bothers you. But he knows better than me. I'm going to argue with Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm going to say, no, I like it the other way. Can I say such a thing? Can I? Why is it so different if you try to take the cavity out of the tooth? Is that any different? So how do we know that's not the solution for our pain?
We don't get the answer.
So that's the whole thing. If your patient believes in you, so he will let you to do your work. But if he doesn't believe you, he's going to push your hand away and just leave your office. You have a patient like this? Huh? If he believes in you, just let you do your work. If not, I mean, would you let him in again in the office? Huh? So if he calls to make an appointment, you say, call next year. So that's exactly it is. We don't show down. He, you know, tries to clean us up, but it seems like what we interpreted as sickness, pain, but it's not so. It's just not taking the cavity out. But to us, it looks like painful sickness and so on. But you pay the doctor. Why? He causes you pain. But you like that pain. Why? Because he's cleaning you up. Surgeons, you know, they pay a lot of money. Why? He cuts this, that, Chas v'Shalom, bar minan, not for anyone. But he has to take things out that it's harmful. So Ribbono Shel Olam does the same thing, but in a different way. And that's what exactly we're going to remind ourselves. He went through the Elohim, and all of a sudden Hashem spoke with him. Of course, it's not easy at all. It's, you know, it's much easier said than done, but that's how it is. But when we go toward the Elohim, as we see here, then all of a sudden it says, Vayira Hashem v'Moshe. And Rabbeinu Avshech HaKadosh says, look at this, you want all the blessing, kindness, the mercy, attribute of Ribbono Shel Olam, that's how it is. Accept it. Deal with it. And then you see your life change. Because that's how it is. You believe in someone, you respect somebody, so you get the respect in return. And that's how it is. You believe in Hashem, you accept His decree, then you see how we'll be blessed and protected by the attribute of Ribbono Shel Olam. Bezal Hashem, Shalosh Baruch Hu, give us the koach and the chokmah to be able to bear and understand His process of cleaning us up. Bezal Hashem, and Yechodesh Madis and Machot, Yisroel Tovot, the Kol Am Yisrael, Amen Kei Ratzon. Yom Tov.
Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.